Six, five, four, three, two, one. Begin transmission.
Correct time. It is not 9:30 p.m. The actual time, my friends, is 19:30 UTC. We all love 19:30 UTC. Why? Because 19:30 UTC is the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello and welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee for this lovely, what is today? I don't know, the last day of November, I think so. Calendars, where are they? Nobody knows. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman and host of the Dubious Goals Committee. That entitles me to do all kinds of crazy stuff, including, but not limited to, drinking Dahong Pao. That's good. That's good stuff. We're drinking the good quality Dahong Pao today. And it is delicious. Ooh, and it's keeping my tummy all nice and warm. Because it's cold today. I woke up cold. And I woke up a little bit late. What's up with my sleeping pattern lately? Got up kind of late. My hip hurt. And it still kind of is sore. But feels a lot better now. And it might be because of the weather. Really, Tobe? Is that why it's cold? I'm peeking out the window now, and it looks like everything has stopped. But, oh, less than half an hour ago, it was raining. It was, like, not raining. It was gel raining. The water coming down was sleety. It was halfway frozen. And then, probably, like, 15 minutes ago, I was making tea, this particular Dahong Pao, and looking out my kitchen window, and it turned to snow. But it has all stopped, but I've got a light dusting of snow on my deck, on the deck railing. It's all melted on the patio, and there's just water. But, so, it's near freezing. It is just shortly above freezing. Shortly? It's just a few degrees. It's like 1 degree above freezing in any system of measurement, Fahrenheit or metric. So, yeah, okay, it's cold. It's damp. I'm kind of, I'm feeling a little bit, don't even know what my problem is today. Maybe my whole problem is that I haven't had enough Dahong Pao. Could that possibly be the problem? I don't know. There's only one way to find out. The only solution to not drinking enough Dahong Pao is clearly to drink some more Dahong Pao. So as I pour some, it's hot too. It's hot tea. Hot. Atsu. I love drinking tea, but that's not the most important thing. Why am I sitting here wasting time doing this? The thing you need to know, the important announcement for today, is that I built that thing I was talking about yesterday. Yeah. Good tea. So maybe we need to go up and play with it. What thing did I build? Well, if you missed yesterday's show, I was talking about a small motor that I have. I have this little motor that is connected up to this little gearbox, which is in turn hooked up to this axle that has a cam on the shaft. And so when the motor turns, the cam turns. And the basic idea was to take this motor, mount it to a piece of wood or something, and, you know, hook it up to some batteries. And then, oh, that reminds me, I had another idea. I had another idea for getting this down to 3 volts. Well, maybe we can work on that. Except, where did I put those batteries? Somewhere, I think I have some D-sized batteries, which we might need for something else, if I can get these cables straightened out. Okay, so the idea was to take this motor, mount it to a piece of wood or something, and then also mount to that piece of wood a lamella, a tine, a tongue, a piece of metal that the cam could push on and then release so that it would vibrate and go twang, 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 or whatever. So I did that using the motor, a scrap piece of wood that I have, and a bristle. A bristle from a street sweeper. I just trimmed it down and I used that for the little tine because it's perfect. Thin piece of metal, about an eighth inch wide, and in other words, 3 millimeters wide, a millimeter thick, and about 13 centimeters long. And now we have this. And once again, this needs to be a TV show so you can actually see this. Maybe I'll take some pictures. But if we hook up this 6-volt battery pack to it, there we go. It's running. Yeah, fun. I like it. Let me turn this off. And this may not sound like much. Of course it doesn't sound like much. Not like this. We gotta hook it up to some stuff. We gotta, when in doubt, hook it up to other things. Electrify that bad boy. Put it into an amplifier. And then you start getting real weird sounds. And once we get everything turned on, how am I going to position this? We can do it like this. Then we can start doing this kind of craziness. Oh, that sounds lovely. I like it. And we can then start messing with it and start changing the sound like this. Oh, it's lower. So we got all kinds of fun stuff we could do to this thing. So let's get into some weirdness. What about this? No. There's a good thumpy one. Alright, let's get down in here into the good stuff. We got flangers, we got phasers. This is not what I want. Oh, this is always weird. I like it. Reversed and dropped an octave. In fact, let's see. What do I want to do here? Do I want to get into an improvised thing now? What am I trying to do here? I can't think right now. Like I said, today's a strange day for me. What are we doing? Well, we might as well record some of this, right? Let's loop it. But I need some more gain into the damn thing. Let's go with this. That doesn't help. That doesn't help. It was better the way it was. And that's gonna not work. Well, who cares? Let's just start doing some wacky business anyway. And I wanna do this thing. Get some whale calls in there. Sounds like humpback whales. Okay, so I got some of that going into the looper here. Oh no! And somehow I wasn't recording. How's that possible? Maybe I was recording. Okay, what do I feel like doing? I love this thing. Pretty cool. But the one that I like is this one, because this long delay really messes stuff up. Okay, check this out. Wait for the echo. Dun dun dun. Now we got a triplet. Get all kinds of weird patterns going. Now that we got that set up in there, what else do I want to add to this while I'm messing around? How about... Wait, where's the weird stuff? Where's my ring mod? Here we go. We got the other ring mod. I can't wait to run this through my homemade ring mod. I'm having so much fun with this.
Alright, let's kill the new thing and get the old thing going so we can get some clicky whatevers.
Oh, you can barely hear it.
Well, maybe we won't worry about that one for right now.
I'm thinking about building another little weird thing too, just because I've got all these great old gear motors, and I can make all kinds of rattly, crackly, bizarro things. I really should. All right, let's get a little bit of this in here going. Spooky. It's spooky, scary sounds. Starring me. Where's my... Well, we got the big pitch shifter. Do we want that? We might be able to do something with that. Yeah, that pitch shifter's not all that impressive, really, but it's subtle. Here's what I want. Ooh, so scary. Oh, that's spooky. Beautiful. And what else do we need in here? I think we're doing pretty good. Kind of like it. Just gonna add some extra little flavor in here. Whoop, not with that. There's what I want. Okay. So what do we got going here? Oh, it's beautiful. It's very ambient. Okay, let's stop it. All right, we have stopped. Now, once you get this far, it's time to start adding some other stuff. So get yourself some sort of wind instrument. You'll need, some kind of bamboo flute or an ocarina or maybe something with a reed. And then you start making plaintive sounds over your super awesome ambient loop. Let's see if I can demonstrate. I gotta put my headphones back on. Why did I take them off to begin with? So start the loop and get the mix just right. And then start up with stuff like this. Thank you. And we're out. Thank you very much. Super live, super fun, ambient noise performance. And I want to do one more thing. I want to put 9 volts on this thunker majunker and get some effects on it. Let's go, rock and roll radio. Oh, that's loud and annoying, isn't it? Okay, enough of that god-awful noise. Well, anyway, as you can tell, I've been spending some time making some noise, and I've been spending some time thinking about other ways to make interesting noises. And I think I've got another one of these motors with a cam on it downstairs, and I've got a hell of a lot of other motors with various gears and things on them that I could make into something, but what do I want to make them into? I do not know. But here we are back down in the TV room. Oh my god. Crystal Palace is still down by 1. Oh, come on, Crystal Palace. Let's play football. Alright, so let me get these cords untangled. Let me sit down here. Yeah. Ugh, okay. So I got football games to watch today. Well, actually, it's just there's one. I don't really need to see this one, but I am curious to see how it turns out. There's a nice shot by Burnley. But it was offside. Oh, well. And now I've got that death goth ambient thing in my head. I need to scrub my brain with some sugary sweetness. I need some candy sweetness to sugar up my head. Yeah! Oh, fight! Love to fight! Love to fight! Soy demo, koi demo, in janai? Love to fight! Love to fight! I love to fight! High tension, the high, the high touch, money, nichi, jet, the star, you will stand, understand, kibun wa jojo, can you stand? I never know why! Pan, pan, kute, in the aha, the hanken, teki ni chousen, teki kara motte, kamitsuite, snipe, spike, sutten, den, you never know why! So is show! Kousen, teki na, gimmick, no, shubudan, ya, bobo, zetsubo, tai, gobo, nage, ge! Ikuto, ona, mada, nige! Kiteki, nage, tsuke, nemu, seisaku, uchi, kamashi, yo! And as much of a beautiful thing as that is, I gotta jump in here and tell you that Dubious Goals Committee is over, and it airs every single day at 19:30. Harry Larry's coming up next with Mix Remix, and I gotta go.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.